against urine. I thought I had one more down that was gonna be around for right shoot. Dennis? It was Dennis or whoever. You got the mic. Come on back. K4OIM. I believe I got you a while ago when Chad relayed for you. Doug, Ryan in Greenville.
That's affirmative. Sir, I was attempting to check in on another radio, but I am glad to make it to the
phone. K04 in UE, Chad. He could copy you better than I could over here. And I got you checked in, Doug. Appreciate you coming back and making sure you were checked in. So be sure and check in tomorrow night with Mr. Gary. And thanks for all your effort trying to get checked in. Thank you, Doug. What you got on your mind?
So, Walt, I guess just want to kind of share with you what I've been up to today. So I said I wasn't going to do it and said I would never be interested in it. But I keep looking at my spectrum on the radio, and I keep looking at the band plans to see, you know, where the limits are. And on the band plans, you got all these little colored lines, green and red and yellow and little squiggly lines for CW. So I noticed today that on, say, 80 meters, for example, there is a portion of the band that is digital. So I go down to the spectrum and, you know, tune in and just listen, you know. And I get to wondering, I have been wondering for some time, what is being said? What's, you know, I wonder what they're saying. And CW is even worse. It just absolutely drives me crazy to listen to CW and not know what they're talking about. And it's not the conversation that I'm interested in. It's just, I want to know how to do it. So I downloaded FL Digi on my computer and decided that I'm going to try digital mode. And oh my word, don't get me wrong, RF, HF is a wonderful thing, and I just have started to, you know, experience all of that. But to be able to send a message over the radio without the internet is, it absolutely blows my mind. And just how fascinating that is to do that. And I know digital mode is not everybody's cup of tea, and I'm not saying it's mine by any means, but it is kind of neat just to experience that. And the other thing is that, so before I got my license, a couple of months before I got my technician license, I ordered a Yaesu 991, which was much more than I needed at the time, but I thought, I'm going to go ahead and get what I want and something that will do what I want to do so I can grow into it. So I have yet to, up until this point, start to experience everything that the radio has got to offer. And I'm going to tell you, I absolutely love the radio. It just fulfills every requirement that I've needed up to this point. And I mean, it does it well. Not saying anything negative about any other type of radio. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that up until this point, it's kind of like, the only analogy I can have is like owning a Ferrari and never taking it out of second gear. Well, today I got to stretch the legs on this Yaesu a little bit, and I'm just absolutely tickled pink with it. And the whole digital mode is, you know, to be able to send somebody a message and send it over the air without having the internet. I mean, that's something else. It wasn't so big of a deal when I was, you know, in the military and doing it. But when it's your radio and your message and you did it, and I had some help, but it's an amazing thing. And I just would like to bring up, so here's the whole point of my conversation. I just would like to bring up that all of this inside this ham shack goes right out to those two little bitty wires that y'all taught me to build. And at the end of the day, that's what it all comes down to. And Roland up in Pickens has told me several times, if you got $10 to spend, you spend $7 of it on the antenna, and the other $4 goes to the radio. Well, just want to let you know, Roland, I didn't spend all my money on the antenna. I built it myself. But the knowledge on this net taught me how to do that. And that is an amazing thing for me. And that is a fellowship that I have not been able to have for quite some time, especially when I got out of the military. So I just wanted you to know that, and everybody else that has contributed to that, and anybody out there that is wanting to learn. And as far as finding an Elmer, this is the only place to go as far as I'm concerned. It's just, you know, an amazing thing. And I don't know what else to say about that other than I'm just really thankful and just amazed at how far this hobby can take you and the things that you can do with it. And I don't want to get all weird here, but it's an unbelievable privilege. And I'm just tickled to death. A KO4NUE.
NUE, K4OIM. Well, Chad, you don't know how great the feeling is to be here and try to help someone struggling in radio and help them get their technician class, then help them go on up, get their general. And you totally surprised me when you went and tested and got your extra. I am glad to be a part of it. No matter how small amount I did contribute. Other than that, Chad, I've never tried digital. I've got the radio to do it, but I'm too busy with other things right now. That wall over there where my refrigerator and all was, I got all that tore out. And boy, today I couldn't hardly move. I just got to frame up a desk. I'm going to put the well, it ain't going to be a desk. It's going to be a workbench where I can get all this radio equipment off of my operating desk. And we'll have a shelf above it for my oscilloscope, signal generator, and all of that. And have more room in here. But today, I have to take it slow. I overdone it yesterday. But my grandson, I went and picked him up at school. I'm going to help you, Papa. We got home. He went up there and got his snacks and come back down here and ate those. And I gave him a drink, and he went out there on the porch and got in the lounge chair. And I was going to get him to take the scrap wood out and stack it up on the porch, because I'm going to use it for kindling up there in the house in the fireplace this winter. I looked out there, and that little sucker done pile up in that lawn chair out there and went to sleep. And I couldn't wake him up. He's really enjoying school, but boy, it wears him out when he gets home. And Chad, you know, I was telling the other day, after you hearing you talk about the tools you got and the mentors that had helped you along, and they gave you a tool, and you put it up a special place and hardly ever used it. And I know you're gonna eventually learn Morse code. And I've got a straight key here I'm going to give you, Chad. Next time you over here, I'm giving you that straight key. It's the Red Rider. It's a nice straight key. I thought I'd let you know before you went out and bought one. But I'm sure Larry and Dave, Andy, and all of us tickled to death that we was able to help you along to move on up the extra chat, K4OIM.
Thank you, Walt. I appreciate that. I really do. I've talked with you about the key privately. But so this morning I got up and went to the ARRL website and downloaded my VE booklet and the test for to be a VE. Took the test and mailed it off this morning. So when I get the accreditation, I went to the West Cars website, so I'm going to help do the VE testing, because I've taken the general and my second test at the West Cars, and was just a totally different experience than when I went to Gastonia to test. When I went and got my technician license in Gastonia, I wasn't sure. After seeing what I saw there in the testing room, I wasn't sure that this was a hobby that I would be interested in. And it was just a really weird experience. I've never seen anything quite like that, really. But when I went to the West Cars in Greenville, man, just super polite, super professional, and just maintain order and discipline while you're taking the test, and just kind of set the example. And for me, I noticed things like that, and just thought to myself, hey, you know, these guys are paying it forward. You know, they're devoting their time and energy to help forward this hobby. And if you think about it, that says a lot about their character. And at the end of the day, anybody that helps somebody that they don't even know to help them better themselves, that's an amazing thing to witness between people. And that doesn't have to happen too often in this world anymore. And it's not for me, it's not about the ticket. That's just a piece of paper. But that certificate for me is, regardless of what the FCC says or a radio even, it has shown me when I got out of the military that there are people that are committed to contributing and helping other people that need it. And that's pretty amazing. It really is. And if you think about it, if you word it like this, so I came to this place for help about something that I was really frustrated and needed help with. And I have met some individuals on the radio that I have not even met face to face yet. They don't even know me. They don't know anything about me. But they took their time, sometimes till 2 o'clock in the morning, to help. And that's pretty incredible. It really is. And I'm still kind of in awe about that. And that may not mean as much to other people, but to me, that's, you know, pretty amazing. But I don't want to get all weird and all that, but that's one other thing I want to tell you. And then I'll turn it over. I don't want to hold everybody up, but you know, I got 2 dogs in the house. And a couple of months ago, I went up to the deer camp. Let me let this receiver drop for a second. Went to the deer camp and came back the next morning with a black cat that showed up at the camp. And was hungry and sick, and you know, I'm not a cat person, but I mean, he was not real friendly, so I brought him back to the house, you know, fed him, got his strength up, and this, that, and the other. And there's 2 neighbors over here that live up the road, and they've got 2 young girls that come down and feed the goats and swing on the swing, rope swing out here. And they fell in love with the cat, and I named him Lucky. And they wanted to know if they could have him. And I said, well, you know, you have to talk with your parents, and if they approve, then, you know, you can have the cat, but you need to bring him down here every so often, and, you know, that way I can make sure they're taking care of him. Well, Walt, they got that thing walking on a leash. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. They got a little chest harness for the thing. It goes around his chest. And they got about a 6-foot leash. And that thing just walks around with them like, you know, it's just a dog. Like, it's the craziest thing. And, you know, they'll bring him down here every now and then and, you know, let me see that he's healthy. Well, the other night, we the dogs open, they can open and close the doors, or KC can, and can go out when he needs to go out. But I've never been able to train them to close the door, but they can open them. So Casey went out to do his little tittle out in the yard and left the door open. And I don't know, it's about 10, 11 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden, there was this racket in the house, and I mean, just dogs scurrying and growling and snarling, and I look at the edge of the bed, and here's this black cat. He just let himself right in through the door and right through the house, parading just like he owned the place. And the two dogs were behind the cat, and they were stalking the thing. But they were about 12, 14 inches behind him. And you could just tell they were just upset. And he's just strutting around like, you know, flicking his little tail like, what are y'all going to do? And he was not worried about it in the least. And he went in there and drank some of their water, and right out the same door he came in. And just like that. And I just thought, it is something around here all the time, especially with these two dogs. And now it's a cat that just, you know, decides he comes in when he wants. But I'll turn it over to you, Walt. I don't want to keep everybody up tonight, but just want to let you know, hey, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody on this net and what they contribute. Wonderful people, and it is a pleasure to be a part of this organization. It really is. KO4NUE, and back to you, Walt.
Sounds like you need another cat. I had three when I moved in over here. Up till 3 years ago when I broke my neck, I hated cats. Then my granddaughter brought one over and gave her to me. She was a full-grown cat. That's the people that it belonged to, they moved into an apartment. They didn't want to put a pet deposit up. And I fell in love with the old cat. And she got run over and didn't like to kill me. The next day, my daughter went to the Spartanburg Animal Shelter. Paid $100 for this cat. I've never bought an animal. And a little kitten, that's Patricia. She's a, oh boy, she's got an attitude. And then she came back over a month or two later, after I done got Patricia, and brought me Bobo, my tomcat. He's got his own attitude. I walked out the door one morning in my shack. There's a little gray kitten out there, about the shape you said Lucky was in. Nothing but skin and bones, and soaked and wet, and cold and hungry. I took it in. When we moved over here, I had the three cats. And then there was five kittens and three adult cats. Got to turn the trash up and everything. And they seen me feeding my cats out there on the porch, and they'd run up there and sneak into their food, run my cats off. So I got to feed them so they would leave everything alone. And there's five kittens and three adults. And then one of the mama cats, I'll be a son of a gun. I sat here the other day looking out the window. Here she comes across the road with a kitten in her mouth. Set it down up there next to the food bowl. Went back across the street, come back with another one, back across the street, and come back with another one. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't feed all these cats. I'm buying 22 pounds of cat food a week. And cat food is like going in the grocery store. You can't hardly find it anywhere. There's a shortage of it. So I was sitting out there on a boat in China, from China. I didn't know we got it. Pet food from China, but they told me at the Dollar General, yeah, there's a shortage on it. So, Chad, I'm glad to be a part. I hope Larry and Andy and Dave and all of them that works with us here on the round table portion are glad that you upgraded and we had just maybe a small part in doing that. So I ain't got nobody down for round table. Let me give a call out here. Anybody else out there want to check into the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 2 meter net, please call K4OIM.
K4OIM, this is A26RW. I'm Ray Trenton. I was going to ask a couple of things for the round table.
Hey, please check in Kilo 4. Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. You were late, but we got you checked in. The other station was going to stick around for round table. I've got you checked in. Let me see if I got anybody else up for range you here. If not, I'll go ahead and close their net out. Anybody else check into the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 2 meter net, or if you'd like to stick around for some range you, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
This is
A26IWR1
to stick around for the
right truth. Right, you now. Anybody else out here for right, KC6IW? Go ahead, you got it. What's the question, buddy?
You double with somebody, Walt, KI4DOS.
I'm sorry. C6IW. Go ahead.
XIW Alpha Charlie 6. A couple things. There was a guy that I spoke to earlier today. His name was Kurt, KO4RMM. I think I heard him check in earlier. He's a new technician and said that he felt a little intimidated to jumping in the group, so I was just going to kind of give you guys a heads up to try to include him into things. He lives pretty close to me, so maybe we'll get to meet up sometime. I live near the Sims Library, and he mentioned that today, but I live literally like probably 100 feet from that. I can look out my window right now and see the library. So that's one question. The other question is if you know of anyone that's got one of those launchers, like a potato launcher or something like that, because I now have my inset antenna ready to go, and I want to launch a wire up into one tree about 70 feet and maybe another tree maybe about 60 feet, but I can't do that with a slingshot very well, I don't think, so I want to see if anyone owns one of those things that I can borrow for a little bit and shoot two lines up there and get that done. Congratulations to Chad on your extra class. That's awesome. And I didn't know you had an FT-991. I just got one also, 991A, and went something kind of crazy and flourished on a hand job to you last Friday. I got a Yaesu FT. 5G, so trying to figure out how to get all that stuff to work with my computer too, and heard you mention the digital modes, and I'm a Mac user, so I finally got several of the things working, working with my computer to the different radios, and there's this other app that I did that says FT8 and also have that FLDG thing. But that's cool. When I did ham radio about 15 years ago, none of this stuff existed, so it's pretty cool. AC6IW.
That other station, he must have buffed his offset. I copied him on reverse. Not on reverse, but he's coming in on the output of the repeater. He must be close to the house. Just thought he might want to check his radio and see if he can get back in with you that way. I couldn't understand hardly any of his first question. I didn't even get his name. Did you, AC6IW, are you copying? Yeah, it wasn't him, Walt, it was somebody else. AC6IW is coming through the repeater fan. Our ROW Richard over there in Greenville, I recognized him. Was there another station trying to check in? Please call K4OIM or that control. 4DWR, I think it was. I think he's on the output. He needs to check his offset, make sure he's transmitting on 010 instead of 610.
That's K4DWR. I was going to ask a question. Is that my
W here asking questions and got that station. Is he trying to check in for right you, Gary?
No, he said he's got a question for the round table when you get around there to him there, Walt.
I didn't copy AC6IW. I didn't get your name and did not get the first question you had. But as far as an antenna launcher, I just happen to have one, and I'd be glad to let you borrow
it. That'd be awesome. I would totally be into that. Let's see, I live near the Sims Library. Can I give you my cell phone number? It's my only number. Or can we exchange numbers and figure out how to meet up? I'd like to try to do that on Friday if possible, or maybe Sunday.
It'd probably be Sunday because I live with my daughter and my grandson, and she's working now, and I have to pick my grandson up at school, and it would probably be Sunday. So I can give you my number right now. It's 864-479-3761, and the name is Walt. And yeah, I've got an antenna launcher and the pump and the tower gauge to measure how much pressure you put in before you shoot the thing. The first time I shot it, it said 20 pounds of pressure would shoot at 100 feet. I bumped it up. It did take about 5 or 6 pumps, and I shot that thing up, and I hadn't seen it since. It went straight up and out of sight. It probably went across the lake up here. I'm up here on Lake Bowen in Edmond. But it shot that thing out of sight, so I just, I never pumped it over 10 pounds of pressure in it, and
It'll go 100 feet straight up easily. So, you get my phone number, 479-3761.
Just remind me your call. I'm going to write that on the paper along with it.
Anytime Saturday or Sunday, I'll be here at the house. You can call me anytime. We'll meet up somewhere.
I was asking what's your call sign, so just put that along with it.
Four Oscar India Mike. K4OIM.
Okay, so here's my other thing. It wasn't really a question as much as just saying to you and Chad and anyone else that's listening, be on the lookout for a guy that I spoke to earlier today. His name is Kurt. I think I heard him check in earlier in the net. His call was K-O-4-R-M-M. And I told him about the net, and he said he felt like he was intimidated about things. So I said, no, just jump in and ask questions and stick around for the ride too. So I don't know if he's on now or what, but he said he was a new technician, just got on in the past 2 weeks, so I was hoping he'd get on involved. Then here's a question maybe for you or Chad. I've got a neighbor across the street that I'm trying to get interested in the ham radio. He's an older guy, like maybe in his late 60s or so, and I told him about it, but I didn't know if there's like a book that I can buy for him that's easy to study for the test that I could just buy and give to him. AC6IW.
Contact. AC6IW, KO4NUE. While you got that pen in your hand, my call is KO4NUE. Telephone number is 864-915-9166. So as far as the FT-991A goes, I'm definitely not an expert, but I did it. So I can give you the configurations I have. I'll come help you configure the radio if that's what you want to do. But you call me on the cell phone, shoot me a text first if you don't mind, so I know. I get a lot of spam calls, and if you just give me a text, I'll know what's going on. Just put your call in there, and I'll help you with what I know, and would be delighted to help. And as far as the gentleman goes with that you're trying to get interested in ham, and a good book to use, give me a call on the telephone, and I think I've still got my books here, and I'll just pass them on down to him. And maybe the best thing to do is trying to get somebody interested in this hobby. One thing that I've learned is that you don't know what you don't know. And when you're in that situation and you don't even know what to ask or don't know the potential that's there, it's all in how you spin it. And the spin, once you get them interested, then they'll take it from there. But let me reword that. So my responsibility as somebody in this hobby, trying to get somebody else interested in it, my responsibility is how that information is presented. In other words, what's it used for? How useful is it? When is it used? And what do I need to do when they're interested? And I'm reluctant to say that that's your responsibility as well, but it's not my place to say what is your responsibility and not. So that's why I'm saying it's my responsibility, because I'm going through the same thing with a relative. And how you spend that is everything. But at the end of the day, either he is or he's not. And that's what it boils down to. But you can help him get him in that it is category a little bit. But at some point, he'll have to do that on his own. But you can help him get it to that point, to where he's interested in it, and just help him along the way. And the last thing I'd like to say is, KO4RMM, I believe that's what you said, that's reluctant to come and talk. At the end of the day, from the short time I've been doing this, is one of the reasons we all do this is to talk. Now, whether that's talking to relay and share information, or that is talking to just have leisure conversation, that's exactly what this hobby is about. And you're dealing with people who, like myself, love to talk. So, and people love to listen. And this is a good place to do that. It's a good place to just jump in and just say it. Hey, I'm new at this. I'm not sure, you know, what to do or what's going on. And then the more experienced guys like Walt and Larry and Gary and Dave and Andy, they'll take it from there. And the first time I keyed the mic, it was awful. I mean, it was horrible. I was scared to death. But at the end of the day, nobody's going to jump on anybody, and nobody's going to say anything derogatory. We enjoy this hobby, and we enjoy each other's fellowship. And that's what this is about. If you're listening, that's exactly what it's about. And if I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. KO4. NUE, back to you, Walt.
I was about to offer up my books, but I done passed them on. And I hope Abraham, once they upgrade their license, and no need in keeping that manual around, and no need to throw it in the trash. Pay it forward. That's what most of us do, but not all hands are like that. But sad to say, but there's some good hands on here. And AC6IW, I still didn't get your name.
K4OAM. This is AC6IW. My name is Jeff Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot. And I do have your number, and I'll definitely be calling you about the antenna launcher, figuring out how to pick that up. And thanks to Chad, too. I've got your number here. I'll shoot you a text either later tonight or tomorrow about the books and stuff. And we're all on the same page with how you present it. I've been a ham since probably about 1980, and I was telling the guy how it's the neighbor, how much easier it is now to go do the test, because I remember when I grew up in Bakersfield, California, convincing my mom to drive me all the way from Bakersfield to Long Beach. It was a couple hours, and I think I did my advanced test or the general test, and I failed my code and had to drive all the way back to Bakersfield, realizing that I was going to have to convince my mom to drive another 2 or 3 hours again in about another month to do the test again. thankfully she did that. She was very giving and just a great mom. And then I didn't actually upgrade to extra until after college. I got stuck on the code and was kind of hit a plateau around 18 words per minute. And when I stopped before college and I picked up after college, I was still stuck around the same place, and then finally broke through that after I just persisted through it with cassette tapes and listening to W1AW and computer programs and different things to try to push my speed on the code. But I heard you also, Chad, saying you want to learn code. So code is pretty cool. I don't have a key. Well, I have a key, but it's not a nice key. But I ordered a Kent iambic paddle, so I'm waiting for that to come in so I can. It's on back order, so I want to use that with the 991. And yeah, this is a really awesome radio, and I'm a Mac user, so the program that I bought in the last couple of days was, I think it's called like KT Systems or something. It lets me enter all the memories in both the 991A and the FT5D, so I don't have to enter them through the actual radios. I can type them out on the computer, pull them in from the repeater database, and import them into the radio. So that is so much easier than it used to be. And but yeah, I'd love to talk with you, and I'm sure this guy will get on that I was talking to earlier, KO4RMM. He's probably just a little shy. And I was telling him, just like my neighbor, that ham radio is such a cool thing that so many people will just pitch in and help. Like, I remember I told the neighbor that when I was in California, my uncle that got me into ham radio, he lived in Auburn, California, which is kind of near Bakersfield, and he was probably about 70 at the time, and two of his friends drove all the way from Arizona and Nevada to help put up a multi-band vertical and dig a hole and drive a ground rod into the ground, and I couldn't believe how far these guys drove. But I was telling the neighbor, I was like, you know, that's the kind of thing that other hams get excited about, helping other hams get into the hobby. So I think that's one of the coolest things about it, and all the technology part of it, and being able to help out if there's some kind of an emergency. So it's a very cool hobby. I'm thankful to be back into it. AC6IW.
WK4OIM. Well, Jeff, welcome to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Great group of guys here, and I don't know if you work or if you're retired, but we'd be glad to have you check in every night with us. It's a different net controller each night, and Chad, he fills in one night when he's needed, or two nights a week when he's needed, and his wife, Anna, she just got her tech license, and she has stepped up bad and filled in one time, and she's still on standby. But your friend Kurt, I don't have him in my logbook. I've got a Kurt over there in West Greenville. I'm going back to my log here to see what his call was, but it wasn't MMH. Well, it's in here somewhere. I have been on here, and after I closed the round table down and closed the net out and didn't have the round table, that's where we stick around after we close the net and have the newcomers and all ask questions about antennas and anything to do with radio and computers. There's always somebody, just about always somebody in the back there to jump in there and help. And with that, Jeff, give me a call, and I'll somewhere with the pump, the tire gauge, and the antenna launcher. And we'll get together on it.
Greg, KO4, sent you wrong call. K4OIM, this is AC6IW. I will give you a call tomorrow. I'm actually on the phone right now. AC6IW.
K4OIM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter Amateur Radio Society net. Anybody else out there want to check in or want to do some rag chew or stick around for the round table, please call K4OIM or net control. Nothing heard. So I guess let me go back on my phone. This is something doing the net without my computer. Now, if I missed anyone for check-in or comments.
Well, K4OIM, KO4NUE.
Really, K4OIM, go ahead, Chad.
Walt, if your internet's down, let me know and I'll send a report, send the net report up with your call if your internet's down.
Think. Let me look. Chad, I ain't used to one of these iPads.
Well, if like I said, if you want me to, I'll send it with your call and your information. If that's what you want to do.
Well, according to this doggone iPad, it's working. I've got internet. Well, I ain't got EchoLink on it, but it's sure I can send my net report. So, right now, I'll give it a try, Chad. If it don't do it, I'll give you a holler. Let me see what it's going to do. In range? The iPad's working. And for some reason, it's not connecting on my desktop. I'll figure that out tomorrow. This is K4OIM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all that checked in tonight, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, good night, and God bless. White noise on there. You are just barely readable. Could you move around just a little bit if you want a handheld?
10-4, Walt, is that a better temperature?
KF4, GWR? Better, but you still got a lot of white noise. Well, we'll try to make a go of it. Go ahead, Doug. Copy that station, KF4DOS, K4OIM. Go ahead, comment.
KI4DTY. It sounded like you was asking about repeater power.
Relay it to him. Tell him the repeater's located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain at 3,500 feet, and it's operating at 100 watts. Go ahead.
Could you make that out? I can barely hear you, but I think I heard, was that correct? You're asking about repeater power, Caesar's Head. It's at 3,500 feet, and it's operating at 100 watts.